yeah, so I've been reading about Mexico. I was like, let's do a Mexico scam. Let's do another one. And so this is about a drug cartel called the Jalisco New Generation Cartel. We'll talk about them a little. They're very scary. They're like one of the scarier ones.
Jalisco New Generation sounds like there was like a original Jalisco and then they got renewed for a couple more seasons with a new cast.
Yeah, it's the like, Fear it's the Jalisco. Walking Dead of cartels.
Jalisco the college years.
It reminds me of like a wrestling faction. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Jalisco New Generation. But yeah, so they're very scary. We'll talk about them. Most of this reporting comes from USA Today. This guy, Steve Fisher, wrote an article. It came out at the end of February. So this is pretty topical about the scam that this drug cartel is running. So let's jump into it.
Hell yeah, let's dive right in.
So this story opens in 2011, and it kind of focuses on this one guy's experience, but this is a thing that has happened to lots and lots of people. So Americans in Mexico, sort of traditionally, people have gone down there to like resort areas, right? Like American tourism to like Mexico City and places like Oaxaca, like that's a little bit newer. The traditional thing is like Acapulco, Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, Tulum, like those types of places. And Americans really like to buy timeshares there, which we could do an entire episode about how those are scammy in themselves. But yeah, so like a timeshare is basically, if you don't know, it's I feel like they're sort of falling out of fashion. So I don't know if people know about them, but you basically buy.
Yeah, I, it's one of those things where like, how do you not know it's a scam yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like...
Well, this is the thing is like, it is a real thing and you do get to use it. So they're not like directly ripping you off, but they employ really sort of nefarious tactics. They offer you a lot of free stuff, but you have to sit through an extremely persuasive sales pitch for the timeshare. Yeah. And it happens when you're already on vacation. So you're like prepped to be
that's
talked
when they
into.
Get you. Yeah.
Yeah.
My ex that worked at a steakhouse, they had like an event room and this one timeshare group would claim it every month and they would have people come in there for a free steak dinner. Mm-hmm. But you get like, and then like, you know, you could clearly you just get up whenever you want and leave, but people were like reticent to do that. So they would just hold people hostage and talk to them about timeshares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like, you'll get free tickets to Disney World or something. Like that's a big one. Yeah. Like they do it in Florida. But anyway, people buy these timeshares in Mexico. You basically, there's a condo or an apartment community or something and you buy time. So you invest, you all jointly own this property and then you get a certain amount of time every year where it's yours and you get to go. So this guy that we're going to talk about, he doesn't give his last name for reasons that will become clear. So his name is Steven. He's a financial manager, which again, is I get why you wouldn't want to come clear because he is about to lose so much money.
Yeah.
So Steven owns a timeshare in Cancun. He paid $65,000, or sorry, he paid $47,000 for it in like the mid-2000s. And he gets it for like 2 weeks a year. He's got some kids. They like to go down. They like to go to the beach. He really enjoyed it, but then a couple years passed, his kids got older, there's not enough time to go on vacation, and he's like locked into this deal with his timeshare because you can't just be like, oh, I'm done. You have to sell your share to somebody else.
He fucked up that did it like Planet Fitness. Like, yeah, you got to come down here and sell your timeshare. Like, I can't get to Bali, you asshole. Like, yeah, sorry. I don't know what to tell you, man. We only do cancellations in person.
So... yeah, so he's trying to sell this timeshare because he's like, it's not worth it anymore. I need to recoup my losses here. So in 2011, he gets a phone call from a real estate broker in Mexico who says, hey, I want to buy your timeshare for $65,000, which is a pretty tidy profit over the amount he paid. He paid $47,000. So he's really excited. He's like, oh my God, I'm so glad you called. Telemarketer says, okay, I'm ready to do the sale, but you have to cover the tax. There's going to be tax on the sale. Send me the money. It'll be held in escrow. And then once the sale goes through, you'll get your money back. That obviously did not happen. So
Man, I feel like escrow's been used in a lot of plots we did. We talked about escrow the recently, but yeah, that's a...
I don't totally understand what it is.
Whenever I think about escrow, I always think there was an SNL sketch where it was an old one. It was Mike Myers playing a superhero called Middle-Aged Man. And he was the middle-aged man. And he just like whenever like you would need a middle-aged man, like somebody's like, what even is escrow? And he just like flies in the room like, here's how escrow works. And he like explains escrow.
I mean, I get the idea of it. It's like you deposit money somewhere and then that money is not accessible until something happens. Like, I've always known about them with in New York. If your landlord isn't doing repairs, you can, when you go on rent strike, you're supposed to get your rent held in escrow to be like, I'm not doing this because I can't pay. I'm doing this because I refuse to pay because the landlord isn't.
Yeah.
So like that's I kind of understand the principle. But anyway, that's what they
said. Tony Soprano utilized it to terrorize that. Or that one guy, we just sold the condo to that rich guy, or sold the house to the rich guy at the shore.
And then the guy back
out of the deal. Yeah.
Escrow and he was playing like Dean Martin at him from his boat.
Yeah, it was all night long. Yep. Oh, yeah.
So, this guy gets his $3,900 stolen. Look, that's a pretty... If that were all that happened, we wouldn't be talking about this.
This would not. Lie, cheat, and steal doesn't stop the car for anything less than 10 grand. Right?
Yeah, absolutely not. This guy... this is just the tip of the iceberg for this guy. He ends up losing $1.8 million.
No, how does it go from 3,400 to 1.8? At what point doesn't he stop in?
Dude, you'll see. Like, honestly, because there was just that article in The Cut about the woman who gave $50,000 to a scammer. Did you read that? It was like, Like, that woman, you're like, wow, you are very gullible. Like, I get why this happened, but you are very gullible. This guy, I kind of see what happened. Like, it's not, It was scary reading this because I was like, I might fall for this.
He's like, all right, Miguel, this is the last 10 grand I'm cutting this check for. That I promise. Not one more check for $10,000.
So clearly this is a scam that has been happening again since like 2011. This has been happening for quite a while, but it has really ticked up in the last few years. The scam targets people who own timeshares, which is like, man, that's a brilliant group of people to scam because they probably got scammed into buying the timeshare. So they can get... A lot of them are like trying to unload this shit, you know?
Yeah, it's like go to the Polish social club to sell volcano insurance. You're like, I'm going to make a killing in here.
You're listening to a preview of a Patreon-only episode of Lie, Cheat, and Steal. Hear the rest of this episode and listen to our extensive back catalog of over 100 Patreon exclusives. Sign up at patreon.com/liecheatandsteal. For $5 a month, you get an ad-free version of our free episodes, as well as a Patreon-only episode every other Thursday. Thanks for listening, and don't get caught.